New hope that virus is in retreat as numbers fall is the lead front page headline for the Irish Independent this morning. Above the story that hopes are rising that the third wave of COVID-19 is finally in retreat after daily cases fell to the lowest level since mid-December, with a total of 359 cases confirmed here yesterday. Inside that paper, and indeed several papers this morning, is the story that Gordy made three arrests after dozens of people gathered at a student party in the Castletroy area of Limerick last night. An image of footage taken of the party is on the cover of the Irish Daily Star this morning, and inside the Irish Daily Mail on page 7, there are several pictures of what the paper describes as the booze-filled street party, including one in which fireworks can be seen exploding. The Irish Sun leads on Vax Army alongside its story that the Defence Forces will help to police hotel quarantine laws as they assist a major ramping up of the vaccine rollout. Business groups criticise lockdown exit strategy is on the front of the Irish News this morning after the Northern Ireland executive's much anticipated plan for moving out of lockdown failed to provide a specific timetable. Rocky roadmap is the lead for the Belfast Telegraph. The fiscal impact of COVID-19 gives the Irish Times its main story this morning. Pandemic widens gap in public finances is the headline there, with detail that figures show tax receipts for the first 2 months of 2021 were more than 800 million less than the same time period last year, while spending was more than 2 billion euro more than 2020. And in the Irish Examiner's lead this morning, Daniel McConnell writes that almost two-thirds of homes made available for social housing by NAMA, the National Asset Management Agency, were not taken up by local authorities, despite the more than 100,000 people on housing waiting lists. Elsewhere on the Irish Independent's front page, the story that the son of Eamon de Valera, Professor Eamon de Valera Jr., is said to have helped arrange for four children to be illegally adopted into the same house. It's also alleged that he arranged antenatal visits for a woman who was not pregnant so she could pretend the child she was illegally adopting was her own. He's one of three doctors named in the RTE Investigates documentary Ireland's Illegal Adoptions, which, as we've been hearing, will be broadcast tonight on RTE One television. The Gordon Elliott controversy is still making front page headlines. Gordy Drop Elliott Probe is the lead for the Star this morning. And inside the paper, in his analysis piece, commentator Eamon Dunphy writes that it would be a travesty if Gordon Elliott lost his career. The price he is now paying for his foolish mistake is not fair and it's not proportionate, he says. The Irish Daily Mirror has an image taken from the video of jockey Rob James on a dead horse on its front page this morning. The Irish Times reports that on Sunday, the eve of International Women's Day, Edna O'Brien will be named Commander of the French Order of Arts and Letters by the country's Minister of Culture. The citation declares that it honours Miss O'Brien's talent, describing her as a woman of letters who offered a voice to women around the world and who's recognised by many as one of the greatest writers of the 20th century. And on the letters page of that paper, 14-year-old Liam Kennedy of Swords in County Dublin writes, "Homeschooling is messing with my daydreaming schedule. I usually have around 10 windows to look out of, but now I only have Windows 10 and Outlook."